Calving season is upon us. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting today with Russ Daly, who is an SDSU Extension veterinarian. I don't know about anybody else, but on the Drotzman Ranch, I mean, we are sure getting things rolling when it comes to calving. And boy, what a fun time. And it's also, I guess, stressful too. So on your end, have you heard any comments from producers or on how things are going so far?
Well, it's been kind of a normal calving season, I guess, if there is such a thing. You know, you mentioned that you're in the middle of calving, and there's certainly a lot of farms that are, I hear from the veterinarian, depending on their clientele and the part of the state they're in, you know, they could be really into the thick of it or maybe just kind of waiting for it to start. So the health problems that we're seeing coming into the diagnostic lab here at SDSU are pretty straightforward so far. You know, we do deal with the miscarriages or the lost pregnancies, the abortions this time of year in late gestation. Not too many cases of calf disease or calf scours yet, but typically as the spring goes on and the conditions change, we see more of it as the calving season goes on, more of those health problems.
Does that usually seem to, you know, flare up when it gets warmer versus when it's cold like this?
It does. So, yeah, you know, in a veterinary practice, it seems like calving season, you know, when you spread it out all over all your clients, it goes from like January, maybe even before, over until May or June. So it's a really quite a variety of environmental conditions that those calves are born in. So, yeah, the cold weather, you know, calving early on, like this time of year, and it's cold outside this morning, you know, most of our producers are very well-versed in keeping the elements away from those calves, so we're calving inside or getting those calves inside. And the temperatures we deal with now, you know, we're worried about frostbite and some of those really cold conditions, cold, windy conditions that can chill those calves down. As we go through the spring, like you mentioned, we get warmer weather, we get more muddy conditions, we get the rain instead of snow, then we tend to have more problems with things like calf scours and navel infections. And just because of the environment being more muddy and a lot more exposure to manure and things like that from the calves, that's the exposure route for those germs. So as the calving season goes on, we expect to see more problems with calf scours and navel infections and that kind of thing.
It's no fun calving in the cold, but it's also no fun calving in the mud. So you kind of got to pick your battles a little bit there too. But also, one thing we combat this time of year, and everybody does, is just keeping calves warm, especially when it's, you know, single and teen digits. And a lot of people have a lot of great facilities to do that. But if you do have a calf, I guess, that would maybe have a rough start or something like that, any tips on how to get it up and going, or especially when it's cold?
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, is just warmth and drying that calf off. A wet hair coat is not going to let that calf be able to maintain his body temperature. So getting them in, getting them dry, you know, a lot of people have warming boxes or some heat lamps where you can bring them inside and get them going that way. The next thing that's really important is colostrum. I've seen calves that are deprived of colostrum have really tough times managing really cold weather. So making sure that the mother's not producing enough or the calf is not getting up the nurse colostrum, that we provide that to them in some manner, because that not only contains those antibodies and those things that the calf needs to fight off diseases, but lots of fat and protein and just good nutrients that are going to help that calf stay warm. The other thing that's kind of a double-edged sword about time of year and calving in cold weather is, yeah, we have nice calving barns and we get everybody in and keep them out of the cold. But if we close things up too tight, if we calf shelters where there's a lot of calves inside, we can get humid conditions inside those barns or those little sheds, maybe even create problems with pneumonia later on. So we got to, even though it's cold outside, we got to make sure there's enough fresh air and that the humidity doesn't build up in those calving sheds too much.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.